Blog Talk Radio.
Bum pakatang bum, bum pakatang bum bum, bum pakatang, bum pakatang bum bum, bum pakatang bum, bum pakatang bum bum.
Welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I'm Jason Levanis, and each week as a public service, I will be doing free mini readings live on the air, teaching and demystifying on the subject of the tarot, as well as other metaphysical topics of interest. I can be reached for private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation through my website, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Now hide your children, because the titillations are coming at you right now. Enjoy the show.
Oh, my. Jason Levanis here, Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. Good evening, all of my Argonauts. Janet, guess what, Janet?
Let's see. I don't know.
Let
what?
Me help you out with that.
That's right, the bitch is back.
Well, I mean, first of all, I love early Elton John. This man was incredible. I believe, pardon me for just a moment, I believe Lance could also have him. I don't know. From opening and closing the car. I apologize for that, folks, as a couple hundred people get to hear about my personal life and the car being opened and closed. getting back to what I was, yeah, whatever, dude. So I'm so like dudette, I should say. You don't like being called dude. I am in a rare mood today. Janet is off with in the background now. I don't know if anybody can hear, but I'm playing music in the background because I'm feeling pretty zen. I'm pretty groovy, and I'm sure I sound like a stoner right now. However, it was a trying day, and so I am reconnoitering, redoing, and right now I'm in my room, and I have my lights low, and I have different effect lights on with that looks like red flames. I have different stones that are lit up. I have a salt, beautiful salt lamp. I'm burning some incense, and I'm listening to Grace Jones in the background, because if you can't get down with Grace Jones, I don't know. Wait, let me just make sure I'm not the only one in the world that thinks this. Rachel Parker.
She's on a bus.
Oh, she's on the bus. Okay, I understand. Yeah, Grace Jones. So I'm in this incredible zen mood, and I'm excited because I would rather not even do any content. I'm just tired of the bitch. But, Janet, as we get more and more into the last phase of the arcana, the cards get thicker and thicker with symbolism.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Speaking of symbolism, would you expound for my Argonauts, why would be that I would be segueing into symbolism?
Oh, maybe because you like to demystify and talk about the symbols in the tarot cards. And because we did a class yesterday on the death card for Halloween.
I know somebody else that likes to demystify, but from a astrological and a very
mythological
with respects. Mythological. And also, from a planetary aspect, an astrological, Janet and I had a fucking blast. Even though we were dealing with some technical difficulties, and it wasn't a perfect world, and I have to tell you, ever since this woman has gotten me involved with this internet bullshit that we're doing. I don't know if I could say in a row we've ever had shows that were glitch free.
I'm pretty sure we haven't.
I mean, in the beginning phases, I remember laughing and thinking, ah, it's Mercury retro. Well, you know what? Fuck it. It's not always poor Mercury's fault, vilifying him, because he's, you know, he's got his thing. Now, Janet, before I continue in my Zen modality, can you hear my music? Is it offending anyone in the back?
I can hear it, but it's not offensive. And as long as you speak loud enough, it's not overpowering you.
Awesome sauce. Oh, gosh, where to begin? So I want to continue on with this. We love symbols. Janet and I are, instead of the Dungeons and Dragons dweebs, we're like the symbol, like, ugh. And we find something else, and then we do something out, and then we text each other like a bunch of fucking geeks. Anyway, yesterday we discussed the death card. We discussed the planetary alignment, the association, the glyph, the mythology. We discussed the cards. We had an absolute blast. And so, folks, we have decided to teach a class together. I'm honored because I've never taught a class via the internet, and I have taken Janet's coaching. She is my personal teacher every Wednesday. Well, she's my personal teacher every day, but I don't need to, like, blow sunshine up her ass. She already knows I think that she shits ice cream, and thank God for her, I would not have this platform. Saying that, I hope that I will somehow be able to enjoin you to check out the help me out, Janet, because you're better at this technical shit than I am. The show we did yesterday, which was done in a video capacity on BeLive, where it has been doctored and or edited by you, and you now have it available, or will be?
It will be available right now. Right now, it's still on Facebook Live. It's on my Living Astrology Facebook page. And
let's get to that. Living
to
Astrology. So it's Living Astrology at Facebook.com.
It's the other way around. Facebook.com/ Living Astrology. And it's okay. It's all right. We know you're a dweeb. It's okay. We know you are technologically challenged.
Some idiot child. You know what? You know what I think of that? I'll tell you what I think of that. Yeah, I'm going to have to start sending you more music bites. I think it's far more interesting to break it up with music. Getting back, I hope you will check out this live show that we did. We had a blast. It was extremely informative. There's nothing else out there like it. I scoured hundreds of tarot cards. The associations that we found were fascinating. And we had a good time, and we're hoping to be able to teach a class. So, don't run to your computer and get in touch with Janet at her webpage, which would be www.living-astrology.com. And you can also get readings from her, which I highly recommend, a specialist in the human design field. And, of course, you know her from her radio show, which will be tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Jason time, which is Eastern time. Janet time, 4 p.m. Pacific time. I had a blast with that. I can't talk about it enough. I was stoked. I was in, by the way, folks, full face makeup with effects lights.
He was hot looking.
If for nothing else, just to see my makeup, it was quite a hoot. I broke out my old theater makeup, and I did a cross between a skeleton in the style of the Dios de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. And we had a blast. So enough about that. And Janet, would you like to tell me what we're going to see and or hear and or experience tomorrow morning and then tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow morning, every morning, everybody, we do a daily astrology, human design, and tarot energy report. live on my Living Astrology Facebook page. And that's a hoot. And Jason and I sometimes, who knows where we end up, but we definitely get through some interesting things in the morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, my show on Living Astrology here on Blog Talk will be about fear and looking at fear through the spleen center of the human design. And it should be very enlightening for people about why we have fear, what it's going to do for us, and when in the hell is it going to leave us alone.
Look, I've been doing this with Janet now. Oh my God, Janet, November's a year?
Yes.
Fuck. Holy
it's
cow.
Yeah,
we have to do something fun. Maybe we could do some, maybe find some bloopers or something for like the anniversary show. Anywho, okay, I digress. I try to get the idea across of relevance, importance, and such, and I'm going to take a moment to do that again. Am I stalling on the material? Yeah, because you know what? I'm really fucking tired from yesterday's show and dealing with symbols, and obviously the tarot is heavy on the symbol thing. So,
Well, you do
Before
have six people
had,
in the queue wanting readings, so we have a full queue
I will
for
get
you.
To that. I will get to that in order, but I have to discuss with people the newest form of divination that I learned about from you. I originally, because of Rachel Parker, a.k.a. my sister wife, she introduced me to Janet about a year ago. Oh, more than a year ago. I shouldn't say that. More than a year ago.
5 years ago.
And and I had a reading. She changed my life with respect to the astrology aspect because I was able to launch a successful interior design feng shui business, which I don't talk about enough on the show. But anybody who knows me knows that they can go to my website, my Facebook page. I do not have a Titillating Tarot, but I do have a Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis website. And so you can see that I have a page dedicated to that and lots of before and afters online. Getting back, in the 60s, as I have been educated, an unwilling channel, mystic, came forth with a buttload of information with respect to how the, for lack of a better word, electromagnetic, psychic, spiritual makeup of every human being that they are basically grouped into five. Now, when I heard about this shit, I just sort of went, okay, I'll hear it out. Whereby, she will take your information and your measurements. No. She will take your information and she will end up creating a human design chart. And she will tell you exactly what kind of instrument you have and what are you playing. So that you play it correctly. You choose the right music. You cannot play a cello like you play a violin. If you do, it will sound like shit. So she teaches you what your instrument, what kind of a person you are, and how to make decisions. I wish I had this as a teenager. Anybody who has kids, anybody looking for a gift for this Christmas, should make sure that they go out and get a human design reading. And they can do that at Janet's website. Again, that's www.living-astrology.com. So that being said, I have my cards, and I would love to take the first person, Janet, unless there's something else I've forgotten.
No, you haven't forgotten a thing, and your first caller's name is Jay, and she's on the line right now.
Hello, Jay. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Darling, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Kansas City.
Oh, Missouri. How nice. I don't think I've ever had anybody call in from there. And may I ask, how did you come across my show this evening? I always like to get some feedback because was it just something that you happened to be on Blog Talk and said, oh, cool, crazy tarot card person?
Yeah, I like to go through the spirituality section of Blog Talk.
Aha! So, I do three card pulls the immediate past, present, and future. And if there's a specific topic you'd like to discuss, I'm more than happy to give you some spiritual guidance and try not to destroy you with my insanity in the process. I'm pretty foul-mouthed, so here we go, darling. Talk to me. What
me
can I help
too.
You with?
Me too. You're fine. Basically, I wanted to know if you can look into a situation between someone and myself and if it will improve or not.
Okay. I need to know the person's first name only, please. Please. Stefan. Uh-oh. Okay, here's the caveat. Look, excuse me, I swallowed my tongue. Sweetness, are you familiar with the cards?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you familiar with the cards?
A little bit.
Okay, in the past, I could see how this was a good thing, a good situation, or at least it seemed like that. Well, I want you to know that the worst card for relationships comes up in the present, and it is the Seven of Discs, and it represents secrets and lies.
Okay.
And so the card coming after is the Seven of Wands, and this is how I'm going to spin it for you, beautiful lady. I get it that you really like this person, even love. If you want to be with this person, you're going to have to call him out on the carpet. And you're going to have to be very brave with whatever the hell he tells you. But because I like your energy, I'm going to put these cards back. And to be honest with you, like I said, I'm procrastinating. I don't even know if I'm going to get to any of my material today. Fuck it. I might just do readings because I'm feeling the Lord Jesus Christ and Buddha. And I'm going to pull a couple more cards here for you. Holy fuck. Okay. Listen, lady.
Oh, my God.
I just shuffled these cards. The last card that I pulled on you was the Seven of Wands, telling me that you have to have courage. I shuffled them. The first card I pulled again was the Seven of Wands. If you were my sister, if you were my daughter, I would tell you to never look back and not invest further time, money, energy into this individual, and that you need to move the fuck on. That is my information for you on that, and I feel pretty well about it because as soon as you opened your mouth about to ask me about it, I got a visceral no, a bad feeling in my stomach. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I think you're going to find out that he's a shady, shady liar.
Okay. Is he? I have a feel. Is he in a relationship, or is he married?
That's what the secrets and lies card denotes. I was trying not to soft touch it, but to let you know that I don't like him. I like you, and I want you to pick up your tits. I want you to get a makeover, and I want you to get the hell out there and meet some like-minded people. And I'm going to say something. How old are you, please?
I'll be 29 month.
I want you to sit down and write yourself a list. Say, Jason, yes, I love you, and I will do it. You're going to write a list, and what you're going to do is you're going to write a list of all the things that in the past, with respect to having a type, I want you to write out that type, and I want you to fucking look at it, and then I want you to make sure that you date against your type. Do you understand what in the hell I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and I thought that he was different. I really did. He looked different. I thought he was different.
Tell her what she could have won, Don Pardo. We have some lovely parting gifts for you. No, I don't want you even thinking twice about this dude. Do you have another question for me before I go on to anybody else?
We actually, I work with this person and I have to see them tomorrow. So how is work going to go from now on for me?
So you've been screwing somebody from work?
No, we haven't screwed each other, no.
Okay. Oh, the paper, paper, paper. Balance. The balance card comes out, my dear. There will be no disruption tomorrow. Yeah, great card, sweetness. You just chill the fuck out, okay?
So, Yeah, so basically he is either married or in a relationship already.
Correct.
And lied about it.
Correct.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you so much.
And if not,
he's got three of you already.
From work?
From anywhere.
Oh.
He is the four card, the emperor card, gone wrong.
The player.
If you are able to, listen to me, if you are able to, jot this down. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to go back to the Blog Talk radio station when you have a moment and look up the emperor card that I did.
Okay.
All of them are posted on the site. I don't remember what number show that was, but I want you to listen to it, and that will tell you everything you need to know about this peckerhead.
Okay.
If you were my daughter, I would say you're not allowed to go out with him anymore. If you were my sister, I would probably put sugar in his gas tank.
Right.
Got it?
Got it. Thank you.
All right, beautiful lady. I'm going to put you back in the queue. I hope you listen again, and I hope you go to my website.
I will. Thank you.
All righty. excuse me as I higgack here. Now, is this the Kim that is of the Rachel Association?
Not that I know of.
Excellent. How are you this evening, Kim?
I'm doing great.
And you've called in before?
No.
Where are you calling in from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Excellent. I'm a Buckeye. I was
awesome.
Born in Mansfield, Ohio. I have fond memories of very large, large sunflower fields as a little boy. Blue skies and really kind people. A lot of Germans. I remember Oktoberfest.
Yes.
It was a lovely place to grow up. How can I help you tonight, Kim?
I've been through some recent surgeries, so I need some positive love or money, something great happening soon.
These surgeries, were there lady business involved?
Appendix and gallbladder.
Okay, I saw something lower in the abdomen. Tell me really what you're looking to know about. I do three card pulls, the past, present, and future, on any subject, person, place, or thing. First of all, my heart goes out to you. Surgery is never easy. It's scary shit. I'm glad it was successful. God bless
Unexpected.
You.
Unexpected. Thank you.
All right. Well, now you know what you're made of.
Yes. Is there money coming in to pay for this? And
let's look at your economic situation. I take it you are working?
I'm working, but I'm not back to work yet.
I got you. Lovers comes first. That's interesting. Is money coming in? Okay. Do you have somebody from your past that has moolah?
My grandmother had some land.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about a boyfriend or a lover.
His parents were well-to-do, but...
All right, well, let me tell you what the cards say. The first card is the lovers in the past, the six of discs present, knight of cups in the future. Now, the six of discs, well, the lovers card tells me that you will be coming to money by way of a partner. And the reason I say this is because it's followed by the six of discs, which is the lock and key card. It is one of two cards that I get for past lifetimes, things that are chosen by God to happen. And the knight of cups shows a progression of money and wealth. I think within the next very short period of time, you're going to meet somebody that's going to want to hang out with you and maybe move in with you and help you out economically.
Awesome.
So that's the story I'm going with. That's the story I'm going with on that. Do you have another question for me?
I'm not married.
And I'm
going to
even say it's going to be within the next 6 weeks.
Great.
How about that?
So is someone new, not someone I know yet?
It could be either.
Okay.
It did not show someone particularly from your past, or it just says, but the person that it will be is going to be somebody who you have had a past lifetime with, a tie with.
Okay.
And so as soon as you meet them, both of you are going to be like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, I get it. I know you. I recognize your soul. I recognize those eyes.
See, I just met someone like that, but he was with someone else that he's been with for 9 years.
That's nice. And when I say to you that this might be happening a little more often because it's time for you to bring in some past life energy, be open to it and say, thank you, Big Daddy Jay. If that isn't too creepy or titillating, probably poor fucking Janet in the background is vomiting into her coffee. But anyway, give me another question. I want to talk to you a little bit more. I feel like you have something else I need to talk to you about. So talk to me about what else is going on in your fucking life. What do you do for a living?
I work at
the
post
office.
And I am learning spiritual healing modalities, Reiki, shamanism, things like that.
I need you, when you get off the line, to say you heard my diatribe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am always available to you. I give psychic and spiritual consultation. You can hang out at my webpage. But at this point, I really have to tell you, you need to get a human design chart done. Have you had one done?
No.
I need you to be able to learn how to make good decisions. You don't make good decisions.
Okay.
And knowing how to make good decisions is Janet's specialty. She will show you how you're hooked up. As a matter of fact, Janet, can you get on the line for a moment? Hello.
Here I am. I'm here.
Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
I want to prove to people some stuff this evening. Can you get some information from this lovely lady? And while I'm continuing to give her a reading, maybe if it's possible to get a quickie chart up so that when she goes into the queue, you could maybe give her some ideas on how to make some decisions, because I don't see her staying in the post office. Not that there's any discredit, not that there's any disvalor in that, but I see her moving on to something, and I want her to be able to make the right decisions. So are you open and able to do that, or is that too involved?
No, but I will talk to her off air so that I can get her birth information, unless, you know, Kim, you're not worried about anybody finding out information.
I'll give you my birth date.
Okay,
so
what's your birthday?
This is what I'll do. I will give you Kim back to the queue, and
I'll talk.
Because I find it at this point the best thing that you can do is to learn who you are. And I feel that it's at this point, since you are on a spiritual journey, that you get some stuff right off the bat with Big Mama Janet. And if you ever need me to do a reading, you can check out the different kinds of readings that I do on my site. And I send you off with love and light. And so, Janet, I'm going to take my third caller, and I'm going to put Kim back into the queue. Good evening, Elizabeth. Talk to me, darling.
Hello.
To me, sugar. Where are you calling
Talk
in from?
Talk to you. Indiana.
Oh. Oh, lovely. What part of Indiana?
Northwest Indiana, about an hour away from Chicago.
Gotcha. And have you had tarot readings before?
In the summer from you.
Excellent. And did I say any? Did I say anything of worth, damn it?
It was like about decision about going back to school back then. What area I should have gone into.
And what did I tell you? Refresh my memory.
Well, actually, more or less to more in the less of the area of counseling.
Mm-hmm. And so how can I help you today, beautiful? First of all, I'm very pleased that you remembered me and that you called back in.
Well, you're one of my favorites.
I appreciate that. So what do you have going on today? Did you end up doing this kind of MSW life coaching work that I saw you doing? Hello?
Yes, what do you mean?
How did it go from the last time? You were looking for a change of vocation, and I believe you said I told you to go towards life coaching, et cetera. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how did that go?
Well, that's going to be the school in Chicago. Because I was debating about staying the one in Indiana, but no, it has to be Chicago.
Okay. And so how can I help you tonight?
Basically, right now, I just turned 50 on Sunday.
Yay, I'm turning 50 this year too, Mama.
And I just feel like everything's stalled at the moment.
Yeah.
Especially in the area of...
Let's talk. Okay,
yes.
Let's just talk about it. Let's do a general reading, Mama.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. It's showing me the Princess of Discs. It's telling me that you... How do I say this? Not that you're lazy, but that you have a certain wheelhouse that.
You could say that. Yes, I've been lazy lately. Yes.
Okay, so you've been sitting on your fat ass.
Yes.
And so therefore, hitherto, the Eight of Wands is before you, and it tells me that things are about to get very busy with family. Things are about to get very busy with lovers and husbands and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Also, that you are going to be the hub in the wheel with energy bursting out in every direction. I need you to hear me going into this next 2 months. Do not overextend yourself. Do you understand? Because the card before you is the Ten of Wands. The half man, half burro, and he is being weighed down. He has a big yoke-like collar. He's on fire. He's being weighed down by the wands, and he is covering himself. And I want you to know that if you take on too much, you are going to be a very unhappy camper.
Yes,
and
it's going to affect
your health. And you're going to start to do the poor. You're going to start to do the poor me thing, and we want you to lose weight. We want you.
That's what I'm working on.
Do all those things. Yeah. Okay. So, next question. Tell me.
Tell you. finances. I mean, they're just like at a stall too. And.
What are you working as exactly right now?
I actually am not doing anything at the moment.
Why?
Why? Well, one, I am on disability, and I did try in the summer looking for work, but nothing panned out.
Okay.
So I just kind of like...
I have
stable.
To tell you. I love this card, and you just heard me read somebody else with it, and you must understand that I do shuffle these cards thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
If I was your brother, I would be kicking you in the ass for being a lazy bitch. Now, why? Why? Well, because the priestess is in the past. The garden is full. You have many arms like Shiva. You are so incredibly capable. I don't give a fuck about your disability. You are no lesser than anyone.
True.
The Six of Discs comes up. And the Six of Discs is this past lifetime lock and key, kindred spirit thing. So, you, like that other girl, or lady, I shouldn't say girl, I've been told it's condescending and sexist. Well, oh well, I was brought up in a Greek chauvinist home. The lock and key comes in. It tells me that you're going to be meeting somebody that is going to be helping you increase your... And you're not with anybody right now. Is that correct?
It's kind of hiatus. He's in rehab.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want you to know that this comes... Are you planning on taking his ass back?
No.
All right. So I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear that because... The card that I have is the Ace of Wands, which means newness, and it means the wands. It's like a big dick card, and it's going to be hot and steamy. And so I have a feeling that you're going to be meeting somebody that's going to really turn you on mentally, physically, spiritually, the whole nine yards. And this person is going to help you. Yeah, this person is going to help you get work. Now,
okay.
I do not believe you, and I love you, but I don't believe you. One fucking iota that you're going to try to lose this weight. You're bullshitting me. And so I want you to promise me, I'm going to make you put metal to the pedal to the metal. I want you to promise me that you will call in 1 month's time and you will tell me about the regime you've been on. You've perhaps maybe gone to a nutritionist. And that you are exercising. Yeah. And when I say exercising, get your ass to a pool. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah, that's what my doctor recommended.
Thank you. You're going to lose some fucking weight and start to feel sexy and get your first chakra up and running, okay, woman? Stop with the victim shit. Get past it. Move through it. And that's my message for you. I'm sticking with that story. I'm sending you love. Please call in. Please get a reading from me sometime if you like. Get a reading from Janet. And I'm sending you much love for this season to come. And I hope you listen in again.
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome, beautiful. All right. Now then, we are 20 minutes left. And that was caller number 3. So I'm looking for caller number 4. Hold on. Ah! Is this my girl? Is this Cassildra? Hello,
yes,
Cassildra.
It is. Hey, Jason, how are you? Thank you.
How are you doing, Sugar Puddin'?
Thanks. I'm wonderful. How are you?
It's so nice to hear your voice. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. I've been rolling ever since the beginning of the show. Like, it's been hilarious.
So talk to me. Tell me what is going on in the moment. Well, first of all, can you tell me what's going on with your mom? Your mother came into my head.
Just nothing too much. Just a little bit worried about finances. That's all. But other than that, she's been all right. And then also yesterday was our 3-year anniversary for my grandmother.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I just found out that your mother is a pain in the ass and that she complains too much. Your mother
definitely.
Yeah, no, she's a pain in my ass. She's the Prince of Cups comes in, and let me tell you, do you know what this card is? This is the whiny bitch card. This is the, I don't get enough. Nobody calls me enough. I'm not getting enough. Woe is me. Shut up.
Yep, she's a nagger.
No. the three of cups comes up, and it's funny because you were celebrating the 3-year. As soon as you said it, the three of cups came up. So and
wow.
Community cup, and it talks about, this is the cup that talks about grandsons, fathers, and grandfathers, and vice versa, grandmothers, granddaughters, and daughters. And the card coming up in the future is the 8 of discs. So I want you to know that prosperity prosperity is coming. This is like I don't usually answer many questions with one card addressment of 3.
Yeah.
I think things are going to get better with you within the next 8 months, though. It's going to take a little time.
Yes, yes.
So I like that. What else?
What else
is going on? What's happening in your sex life?
Oh, it's going. It's going. It's
hear.
Not as hot as it's going. It's not as hot as I would like to be, but I'm dealing with the Virgo,
hang on.
I have to be very tasty.
Yeah, whatever. We can't shit all over all Virgos. We can't shit all over all Virgos. I'm sure Janet could get on and tell us many wonderful traits about Virgo lovers. Actually, you know what? Janet, are you available? Hello, Janet.
Yeah.
I don't think she's
yes,
there.
Yes, I am.
That's okay.
I'm here.
So
I'm here.
If you were to say to me, Jason, if you were to get a Virgo lover, the positive characteristics or the things you can look forward to are what?
Routine.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Sex on a schedule.
Yeah. Yep.
Sex
yep.
on a schedule.
Yep.
Wow.
Sex on a schedule. Routine.
Wow.
Same old,
yep.
same old. Missionary style, whatever style.
Oh,
not a whole lot of
crap.
Variation.
Oh, crap.
Nope,
you're killing
different.
Me. Janet, you're killing me.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Sorry.
Well, I have
She's
to,
absolutely
I have to,
right.
I have
absolutely
to tell you something.
Right.
I pulled three cards. I pulled three cards, and you know what? He's not planning on changing. So.
No, I don't think so.
So, I don't know. You know, what I used to talk to tell my buddies was, like, you're going to have to get, like, a different fantasy to, like, play in your head. You know, because
yeah.
unless he's open to you dressing him up like Little Bo Peep.
Well, now, hold on a second, though. Cassildra, what sign
yeah.
are you?
Scorpio.
Oh, ooh. Jesus criminy. So you're the one that's going to have to be the passionate one. You're the one that's going to have to show him the way. Right, you're gonna
yeah,
have to say, "Hey, honey,
exactly.
I like it like this. Let's try it
yeah.
this way. Let's do this."
Well,
you're gonna have to lead the way there.
Everybody blush. Have you ever like brought in toys to the bedroom and try to like, you know, get your freak on and watch them flip out a little bit?
Not yet, but it has crossed my mind. Okay, it has
girl, get
my
yourself
mind.
A normal. Don't fuck him up too much, but listen to your gay brother here. Get like a
yeah.
normal. Get like a 6 to 8 inch cock, nice vibrator.
Nice vibrator.
Yeah.
And tell him, baby,
tell
it's
him,
time.
Time.
Well, if you watch Janet's show
yeah.
about your aim,
yeah.
I think you'd understand
think
where
understand
I'm going with that.
I totally understand.
So, yeah, I want you to make sure that you take care of that scorpion, that beautiful scorpion energy, of which, by the way, in my lifetime, having two scorpion parents, I can tell you, I have learned that they are never in the middle. They're either hyper or hyposexual. The joke I say about my mom is that, you know, there's me and my sister, and the joke is that my dad had two wet dreams, and she sat in it. So I can tell you that you're not that kind of Scorpio and that you need to make sure that you keep yourself interested because you know why? You'll begin to resent that motherfucker and then you will start manifesting unhappiness. And we don't want that.
Exactly.
We want you to take the rein and, you know, not that I'm trying to be Dr. Ruth Westheimer here, but I wholeheartedly believe in making sure that that first chakra is bouncing along. And so with that being said, do you have another question for me, beautiful?
Finances, if anything, look at finances, just money. That's it. That's it, really.
It says that you should be able to, again, the priestess, the same card that came up for your mom, you know, stuff, or the other lady, rather, before. Yeah, you just do yourself a favor and relax, but I want you to do me a favor, okay?
Yes.
Promise me. Say, Jason, I promise you. You are going to feel the pressure this year to make big purchases for the holidays.
Okay.
Do not, I repeat, do not do that. Do not do that. On any level, tell everybody that you have put your credit card away and you're making your presents this year because if you don't, listen to what I'm telling you, the Princess of Wands, you will get burned by this. It will be a bad thing for you, my girlfriend.
Yes.
So do not get into doing that. As a matter of fact, we know that Mercury is going to be going retrograde in about a week or two, and it's going to be shitty poopo caca. So I will tell you, with respect to making large electronic purchases and
correction,
such, that would be a
correction.
Oh,
correction.
Tell me.
Mercury
tell
is going
me.
To go in the shadow around the 14th and 15th of November. It actually doesn't enter retrograde till December 1st or 2nd.
Okay, and then it goes retrograde for the entire month, right, of December.
3 weeks of December, yeah.
Do not buy anything, please. That is a lot.
And if I'm not mistaken, around November 14th is new moon.
Forgot I put myself back in mute. Yes.
Yeah,
it'll be
no,
around
I
the new moon.
It.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Wonderful.
It will be.
Beautiful. Okay.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, lady, I
cool.
want you to check back in for the holidays. And,
I sure will.
And we all love that you listen in. You're actually one of our most faithful listeners, and we value you. So I'm going to say thank you, put you back into the queue, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you very much. Blessings to you both.
Bye now.
Thank you. Same to you, hon.
All right. Number five is Queen. Oh, I love that name. Hello. Now, are you one of my gay brothers and you're a big queen? Or is this something that actually was birthed with the name Queen?
My mom named me after a queen. So that's my
I
name.
I love that. Which queen, may I ask?
Yaa Santawa of Ghana, West Africa.
How wonderful. And where are you calling in from?
Colorado.
How beautiful. I've never been there, but Jesus, everybody, especially the spiritualists that I know, they all talk about it so fondly.
It's beautiful.
Can you tell me, have you listened in before, or are you a virgin?
I am a virgin.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I was able to pop your cherry tonight. Talk now then. tell me, beautiful lady, would you like a generalized reading, or do you want to talk about some son of a bitch that worked you over?
No, I'm like in a generalized reading because like I'm not in any serious relationship.
All right. Uh-oh. Let me see what we got cooking for you. We have that. We have ooh, and then we got this. How old are you, Mama?
33.
Okay. So here's my conversation with you. Are you one of four girls?
I am the fourth child.
Yes. So that's what I'm picking up, and I want you to make sure that everything is always good with your sisters. Do you understand?
Okay.
I want you to be the one to bring everyone together. Stop those nasty bitches from their bullshit and make sure that everybody is on the same page, okay? It's important.
Wow.
Now, the next bit of business. We got the Five of Swords going down. I only have Queen. I'm going to call you Queenie because Queen just makes no sense. Queenie is far more adorable. Queenie, I'm going to tell you this right now. You're a stubborn, stubborn, stubborn bitch. And the Five of Swords tells me that you do not like change and you do not like to bend for anyone and you do not like to compromise. But you know what's going to happen, Queenie, if you do? You're going to fall in love because the Two of Cups comes before you in the future. And when you stop doing things the old way, looking for men in the old way, thinking about yourself in the old way, criticizing yourself in the old way, once you get free of that and you let those swords go, Mama, I have to tell you, I see within the next 2 to 4 months, if you focus on cleaning up your backyard, being a martyr, you are going to bring somebody wonderful into your life, really zen, a really big dick. And I want you to know that the cards that I'm pulling are all fantastic about this person. So I want you to get straight with yourself and stop your bullshit. Figure out how to meet a nice guy in a good place, not some moron in the supermarket or in a nightclub, or even worse, Tinder. Now then,
okay.
Next be question.
Be Tinder? I am seven. I am an Aries, so
good.
I can say that. I have ones that I am being a bitch because I do not like change, and they have forced me into positions where I feel like I shouldn't have to be. Like, I went through a divorce, and I'm not used to having to be the full breadwinner of my family. I feel like they're forcing it on me. And I am always the one that makes everybody get along, but I am kind of tired of being the martyr and being the nice guy.
Here's the deal. I just pulled three more cards down, and I want you to do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You are extremely talented, okay? The art card comes up, and then the sorrow card of relationships comes up. I want you to make sure that the next man that comes... No, here we go. You're going to hate me. I need you to go and say goodbye to some... I need you to go and say goodbye to somebody in your heart. You're not letting anybody in because of this last hurt. And the Nine of Wands comes in the future if you do not do that, which means static. It won't go anywhere. So I want you to go somewhere, get a martini, and say goodbye to somebody that you need to say goodbye to in your heart. And just know that that person, they didn't get you. They didn't understand you. They didn't get you. They didn't get you to have you physically, and they didn't get you, like, as in get in quotes.
Right.
Because you're a lovely, lovely lady. And I want you to know that you need to go cry and shit and piss and fart and have a martini and say goodbye to that person for you to get to the next level. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, my love. I'm putting you back in the queue. Check out my website, www.TitillatingTarotWithJasonLevanis. I send you love. Get in touch with me, okay?
Loving you. All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Have a good night. Bye.
Hello, Mandy. I have a couple minutes
Hi.
Left, so I'm going to start kicking. I'm going to kick things into high gear. And if I don't answer
sure.
enough questions tonight to everybody, I hope you call in again next week. So what can I do for you today?
Just giving a call to see how you're doing and how the cards read for me on
Excellent.
A finance level. And
where are you
level,
calling in
possible.
From today? Because you sound like you're next door.
Akron, Ohio.
You sound like you're... Wow, again, Ohioans. Huh.
Yes. You got to love OHIO. Come on.
The Buckeye State.
You got it.
Yep. Like I said, I have very fond memories. Very, very, very fond memories. So let's talk about your finances for just a moment. Ooh.
Sure.
You married?
Yes, I am.
What's going on with him, money-wise?
He is hoping to retire next year, the year after.
Okay.
But finances here are tight.
So. Yeah, I need you to tell him to have a backup plan. And by backup plan, I mean once he retires, to make sure that he stays active working.
Okay.
Because he will go nuts with his energy.
Yes.
I want you to know that the Ten of Cups is before you. Pardon me. It is sincerely, Mandy, one of the greatest cups. What? They're the great cups you got there, Mandy. They're about a C or D. The Ten of Cups is before you. And
what's
so
in
thank
your
you
cup,
for
Jason?
Catching on. My,
we like cups filled, right?
There's a story I'll tell you sometime off the air, Janet, but... The Ten of Cups tells me that you have fortune coming now and in the future, and you're not going to have to work hard for it. So,
wonderful.
I need you to tell me again what it is you do for a living.
Well, a few things. I'm a partner in a business, actually in two businesses, and I also work for a Napa store.
I don't know what a Napa store is. Oh, okay. Now, you have two. So you're telling me that you have three streams of income, woman, and finances are still tight.
Well, one that is one is solid. The other two are hit or miss, not consistent. One is a newer business where looking at, okay, is it going to provide the stream for the rest of my life?
Well, first of all, rest of my life shit is a bad way to couch anything, but I hear what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Trying to cover that tail.
Okay, so when you started talking, my mouth got dry, and the word focus started to sound louder and louder and louder in my head. And I need you to hear this. I believe that you are spread too thin. And I need you to really sit down and look, organize yourself on paper. I need you to do a money log so you can see exactly what you're spending, which means every single thing you spend, you will write down. And in one month's time, you will look at it and go, holy shit, I'm spending $7,000 a month on Starbucks. So number one, it tells me that you are, first of all, perhaps not exactly clear with respect to where your money goes. And I need you to get first clear. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, the hermit is in the past. He tells me that you've done good work on yourself and that you really have tried.
Yes.
The Ace of Wands tells me that you are involved with a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's a decent provider, but to be perfectly frank, he could step it up a notch himself. I need you to not do too many things. I want you to limit yourself to two different streams of income, because the Five of Cups comes in this. Because the Five of Cups comes up in the future, and this tells me that your efforts will go for nothing if you spread yourself too thin. I need you to focus on only two things, and I'm going to tell you the next thing. I'm going even further, Mandy. Oh, Mandy, I had a Baron Manilow moment, and I don't really particularly have those. I mean, I'll get into a little Copacabana, you know, but what I'm going to tell you is this. I want you to sit down and brainstorm with your husband, and I want one of the streams of income to be something that both of you do together.
we're looking at a rescue.
Because there's something about you two working together that's magic. It's going to make you moolah, dinero.
Okay.
Excellent. That is my story, and I am going to stick to it. I want you to call back in and let me know how you're doing. Visit me at the website. And I, if you do come up with ideas on what kind of business, I want you to run it by me, okay? And get in touch with me. And it would be my pleasure to throw down some cards and give you my ideas.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate
it. You are so very, 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 very welcome, Mandy. I put you back into the queue. Oh, I'm bringing you on. That's right. Clear your mouth, lady. I got about a minute left. I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome.
All those people in the queue that I didn't get to, many apologies. Please call in again maybe next week. And if not, tomorrow at the same bat channel, same bat time, so that you can listen to Janet discuss fear. That's not much of a promo. I shouldn't say that. To have Janet discuss human design. And much past that, thank you to everyone who called in, for the repeat offenders who call in. And know that next week I will be continuing with the bitch, not you, Janet, but the moon card. And to catch us tomorrow morning in the Meta Cafe, that is usually around 10:30 to 11 o'clock, something like that. My time, which is Eastern time, excuse me, and Janet's time in the morning, which is early as fuck, but who cares?
Yeah.
We do it because we have fun, and people seem to enjoy it. And much past that, blessings to everyone, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And tune in tomorrow. I love you, Janet, and thank you.
Love you, Jason. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a good night, Janet.
You too, Jay.
You have been listening to the weekly edition of Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. For private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation, he can be contacted at TitillatingTarot with JasonLavanis.com. That's www.TitillatingTarot with JasonLavanis.com. Thanks, and have a blessed week.